Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We'll provide you with lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. We'll follow you home. If you have some things you there that you like there and you want more of it, just tell us what you want. We have the capability right there, the RSS and some of the other capability, including our newsletter. We'll follow you home with our newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Pam Harper is with us. She's deposited lots of stuff with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. You can find her there and all the things she's done with us on our website. And Pam's book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're talking about growing your business globally. And you know, Pam, I like the fact that you said why. Why would I go grow globally? Well, you know, to me, one of the reasons why would be you want to grow your business, and maybe you're not growing it as much in the United States as you'd like to. Here's another good reason to grow globally. If you know, a lot of times other countries' economy is countercyclical to our economy.
Exactly.
I know companies, Pam, in the last 20 years, but that because they had an international department where they were exporting, there were two or three years when the U.S. economy was in the doldrums. They actually survived because they had that international division.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. You know, in my book, I talk about one of the essential steps of preventing strategic gridlock as being understanding the full challenge. And I think it's really applies in this kind of case. You need to understand not only your own situation, but the situation of other countries, mm-hmm. and especially their cultures, which mm-hmm. is a second point, and you and I started to talk about that on the break. The culture, even when English is the official language, is still very different, wouldn't you say?
Oh, there's no question. The cultures, you have to be sensitive to cultures and not naive about ethics.
That's absolutely true, and it's all different in different places. And mm-hmm. so one of the things, for instance, we don't think anything at all culturally about building a relationship through email, on a teleconference,
right.
And in some cultures, it takes longer, and you really need to sit down. You have to be willing to go over there and sit there with people eyeball to eyeball and get acquainted in a different way. It's easy for us sometimes to want to get right to the point. Mm-hmm. Even within the United States, I find different regions of our country
right.
have different views about this.
That's right.
I thought as I moved from Chicago to New York and everything happens, the New York minute is real.
That's right.
And so I think it becomes very important to ratchet up that awareness.
But you know, Pam, one of the things that I'm really excited about and I like talking about with our audience is all the help that's available from organizations that can help to smooth all over some of these things. We have people like you who are consultants who can help folks like this, but the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Commercial Service, have great people who can help you sort of tread on in some of these potentially treacherous waters.
Well, that's true.
They're great resources out there that take some of the intimidation out of this process you're talking about.
Absolutely. I think that's the good news on all of this, is that there has never been more support out there. So, in fact, I just last week chaired a conference for middle market companies that are growing globally. And middle market, of course, people define in all different ways. I had one person who was defining it as $1 million in revenue and up, you know.
Right.
And but it's all kinds of things. But the point is, we were talking about that as well, which is that there is no shortage of help to be found.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question of being clear again about what type of help you need.
But you know, and back to from a strategic standpoint, you know, you may want to export, but your company, your business, your organization, your team may not be ready. There may be all this help. There may be all this potential. But if your team's not ready, you're probably going to fail.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I would say on a positive note, if you are aware that you need to be thinking differently about it, that's the first step of readiness.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I have spoken with groups that are thinking about this. And there are good news again. There are all kinds of ways that you can begin to acclimate your group to the idea of being sensitive to not just the other culture, but your own culture.
Right.
You know, we often live and breathe our culture so much that we don't think about the fact that we have our own style.
Mm-hmm.
So having that awareness of our own tendencies in our own company as well as in the context of the United States.
Right.
And then knowing that what our partners or where we want to go, what their issues are. For instance,
when you say partners, that has to include our banking, our financial resources.
You bet. I mean,
when I talk about partners,
I'm talking about all of these different support systems that are out there, finance, accounting, you know, banking, regulatory technology. Technology is very important. Staffing and employment in some areas, for instance, in China right now, the turnover rate, the average turnover rate is 20%.
Right.
So, you know, it's almost like the tech bubble was here in the United States.
And see, from a strategic standpoint, this is why I was saying earlier that maybe you're ready, but maybe you're not ready. Maybe your heart's in it, but maybe your structure is not. And so you've got to.
But you can get ready.
That's the point. You've
got to
identify where you're deficient. And if you really want to do that, then you have to build those building blocks before you actually pull the trigger on importing or exporting. Hold on to that thought. Tintail, right back with Pam Harper after these messages. Stay with us.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.